chapter 28. Acts 28. And we want to look at verses 4 through 6. When you found it, please say amen. And the word of God reads as follows. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on to his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he have escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live." And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw that no harm had come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. And this morning we want to use for a real simple subject, shake it off because it didn't swell. Shake it off because it didn't swell. Here in this 28th chapter of Acts, we find Paul in a very precarious situation. And we find him here on an island, which was not in the plan. And he was only here on the island because of a storm. But nevertheless, even when we go through our storms, God has a work for us to do. And right now, some of us find ourselves in some tough situations. And even though the elements was caused by the natural disasters of the storm, God will allow his purpose and his plan to take us somewhere. And somebody here is saying, well, where will my problems or my storms take me? And I just came here this morning to tell you that your problems are about to take you to the next level in God. If you'll go back and look in chapter 27, we will see that it had been decided that this ship would sail to Italy. And during the course of the trip, they ran into some contrary winds, and the ship had problems sailing. And before long, Paul had told the crew that we should not set sail because there was danger ahead. However, somebody on the ship gave the order that the ship should sail forward anyhow. But when you look at Acts chapter 27, verses 11 and 12, you'll find out that the majority ruled and they set sail anyway. That's the reason so often I tell you that you can't vote on vision. And sometimes the majority can be kind of stupid. Woo, Jesus. Because you in the majority don't make you right. In other words, the majority said, let's go ahead and sail. So the devil will trick you to think that when you disobey God's warning, that things will still sail on smoothly. But I come this morning to tell you that it didn't take long before they went to sailing that the storm came up. And as saints of God, if we'll begin to listen to the word of God, we can avoid some of the storms that we take, not the devil, that we take ourselves through. And we put ourselves into situations because we think that it's all smooth sailing, all ice cream and cake, and that's because we listen to man's voice over God's voice. But the word of God simply says this: in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So in other words, if you're taking directions or going in directions before consulting God, it's highly possible that your ship will become shipwrecked. So these folk fail to follow God's simple instructions. But I'm grateful that even sometimes when we disobey, God still seems to look beyond all of our faults and still see our needs. And as we look deeper into this message, we find here that Paul had to make a personal decision. The Bible says that after he had reached his hand in and the animal had bitten him, he shook the creature off. Now, Paul could have done several things. He could have started having a pity party. He could have called and say, "Everybody, come and help me." But he never whined or complained. The word just simply said that he shook it off. And as saints of God, we've got to learn how to take responsibility, hold Jesus, of some things that happen to us. See, we've even been blaming the devil for some things that the devil didn't even do. Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes that we can't control the snake jumping on you. Somebody said, "What's the snake?" The problems in your life, the situations in your life, your ins and outs, your ups, your downs. You can't control the snake jumping on you, but guess what? You can control how long that snake hang on to you. Y'all looking at me crazy. I'm going to say it again. You might not be able to stop that snake from biting you, but you determine how long that snake hangs on to you. And that's the problem, I think, that a whole of a lot of us face, is that we don't know when to let go. You got to get it into your mind that I can't be hung up on he said, she said, they said mess. Then guess what? You can't get hung up on your depression, your oppression, your distress, your poverty, your long suffering, because there has to be a breaking point in all of our lives. And it's up to you, talking about all of us now, to take the time and make the decision and say, "You know what? It's time for me to shake the dust off my feet." Paul also had to discover that it was because of the fire that this snake was exposed. And he discovers that this snake sought to attach itself not to the one that made the bad decision, but the snake decided to attach itself to the one that was anointed and appointed by God. Which means to say this, that in all everybody's lives, some rain must fall. In other words, man born of a woman is of a few days, and they are full of trouble. And I believe that I will say that the anointing will attract good things in your life. But also, the anointing sometimes will attach things to you that seem in your mind to be good, But really, it's nothing but a setup by the devil to get you off track. Somebody said, speak to me, preacher. What's happening is, when you go down to the Van Low and you buy that 2007 Escalade and you tell me that the Lord bless you with the Escalade, no. God made us free morally to make choices. So you chose to go to buy the Escalade. And so now you've attached to yourself either 60 or 72 payments. And payments 1 through 12 seem to be pretty easy to make because it's new. But payment 13 through 60 become a problem, and every month you're saying, God, I need you to help me. But let's backtrack. God didn't go to the Van Low and sign the paper and said $800 a month for 60 months. You did. Everything that attaches itself to you or you attached to is not always meant for your good. Jesus. And you will have some people that think that as long as some folk are going through trials, listen to that, that they're reaping what they sowed. You heard that before? They're just reaping what they sowed. Nah. But I got a message for those folk too. Just because I'm broke don't mean I didn't pay my tithe. Woo, Jesus. Just because I'm going through my trials and tribulations is not an indication that I'm not saved. Just because I got holes in my shoes, clothes raggedy, don't mean that I'm at the will of God. But I understand why they criticize, because sometimes we are in some messed up situations because you're on the outside looking in. They don't understand that the suffering of this world don't compare to the glory. Somebody ought to say glory up in here. See, the glory which shall be revealed, guess what? In us. I keep telling you, if you can't handle my broke praise, When God really blesses me, y'all gonna think I'm a fool up in here, because see, I know where God has brought me from. And see, right now, I might be going through. But you know what? While I'm going through, I just gotta shake it off. Why? Because see, I know in a little while, God's glory is gonna be revealed in me. Watch this. Sometimes I think about Job. And somebody said, Job did something wrong. But Job said, now he knows what I've done. He knows I've been faithful. And when God gets through with me, I shall come forth as pure gold. And sometimes we got to say, I'm willing to go through whatever I got to go through in order to get to what I'm trying to get. They talked about Paul. They called him a murderer. And when he was bitten by the snake, Paul shook it off. And right now, your enemies, them so-called friends that's around when your pocket's full, but they disappear when the gas tank get on empty, it began to puzzle their mind. And after the snake had bitten them, they sat back. They were waiting for that bite to swell. And when venomous snakes bite you, usually pretty quickly, if you don't get to the hospital, you'll die. And right now, some of your buddies, they put some snakes on you. They put some snakes on you. And the snake bit you, but they saw you shake it off, and they're still wondering, why hadn't it swollen yet? Looking for you to die. But I'm going to tell you something. We got people that when the enemy attacks us, they're looking for you to say, I give up. I quit. I throw in a towel. I crack up. I run from the pulpit. I run from the choir stand. I run away depressed, saying, I ain't come to church no more. But you got to get on your feet and tell all your so-called buddies, look at me. I'm back. I shook it off, and it didn't sway. Y'all missed this. See, the word of God says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Why? Because, see, what you meant for my bad, God makes it out for my good. See, every time you throw some stumbling blocks in my way, I just stack my stumbling blocks to help me climb across my high mountains. You better learn how to shake it off. Tell somebody they better shake it off. Ooh, Jesus. Somebody said, I quit. But you thought it was over. But guess what, baby? I'm back. You thought I was down and out for the count, but two ain't three. You thought I was dead, but now I'm alive in Christ. You thought I was going to be living at the bottom of the barrel, but guess what? The bottom allows me to go only one way. And when I get up, his glory shall be revealed in me. Somebody's lent me $2 and you thought I was going to be borrowing all my life. You can be able to tell them, baby, I'm back. What you meant for my bad, I shook it off. Somebody here thought they're going to be wearing hand-me-downs all your life. But guess what? You're back. And when we look at this text here, we got to understand about this snake. This kind of snake had deadly poison, but it was drawn to heat. It was attracted to heat. And when Paul built the fire, the snake fastened on his hand. And see, let me tell you about heat. Heat can be good or heat can be destructive. And when Paul started this fire, the fire was meant to warm them up for their good. But every time you get warmed up, it seemed like the devil has to show up. And the devil attacked him. And the devil beat him on it. And let me tell you what this snake was designed to do. This snake was designed to kill Paul. This snake was designed to poison, and soon Paul would swell up and he would die. It was designed to take him out. Let me tell you about this snake. Some of you here been in a car accident. That accident was designed to have killed you. Somebody here maybe has been sick and God has healed your body. The destroyer was out to kill you. For the word says, he came to seek, kill, and destroy. You know that relationship that you was in, that you thought went sour and you were contemplating suicide? It was designed to kill you. But you got to be able to say, shake it off. It didn't swell. Maybe I ain't touch you yet. Those drugs you used to smoke and take, they were designed and predestined to make you crazy and lose your mind. But you were able to shake it off. Maybe you've been gangbanging a little bit. Those gangs that you were in, you didn't know it, but it was designed. It was a poison snake that was designed to take you out. But that's why God's word says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Those of us that are under the anointing, the devil can only do what God allows him to do. Right now, that's what Isaiah was writing, said now, no weapon, am I just said this, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Why? Because I am a child of God. I know that diabetes was supposed to make you go blind and lose your limbs, but guess what? You got to shake it off. Why? Because why does the devil want to take your limbs so he won't be able to praise? But you got to understand what God was doing for Paul right here. All things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Now, I didn't say everything was good. I know it was not fun to be here shipwrecked on an island. But God took Paul through the trial and misery to open up Paul's ministry. See, in other words, if you've never been through a test, you don't have a testimony. God will take us through one situation and another. But what it does is it sets us up for our ministry. It sets us up to be able to tell somebody about what God has done for us. And as you read on in this chapter, you will see where Paul was healing and praying and sending out blessings. Guess what? With the same hand that the snake bit him on. And I want to let you know that God will take us through different things. And once he brings us out, you got to realize that he's already anointed us. He's already appointed us in our areas of affliction in which we shall minister to help somebody else through the same situation that you went through. Somebody here been on drugs. Somebody here has been caught up in gangbanging, dope pushing, whatever the cause may be. Everybody in here is an ex, used to be something. You weren't born with no Bible in your hand. But God allowed you to be bitten by that snake and let the world see that even though the snake bit you, you were able to shake it off and it didn't swell. See, God can do whatever he wants to do. And somebody said, there's no secret to what God can do. And what he's done for other folk, he'll do it for you. You got to get it in your mind, in your spirit, that I can't hang on to this mess no longer. I can't hang on to yesterday's work because God has other things in store for me for today. Can't let my issues stop me from progressing. Can't let my trials keep me from having the triumph. I can't let my sin stop me from having success. Can't let my attitude stop my anointing. Can't let my attitude stop me from my appointing. And see, Paul took responsibility for himself and said, now, I've got to shake this creature off. And right now, you've got to make it up into your mind. I got to shake it off. Snake, you've kept me from my deliverance long enough. You've kept me out of God's presence long enough. You've kept me out of my anointing long enough. You've kept me out of the flow of the Holy Spirit long enough. I've been depressed long enough. I've got to shake it off. Somebody here is hang, let that snake just hang on you, and he's kept you from your blessings. He's kept you out of God's will. He's kept you from testifying. He's kept you from church. But the time is now. I can't let my situation poison my life. See, I can't let situation poison my ministry. I can't let the snake in my life poison my family. See, I've got to shake it off. And tell the devil, now devil, check this out. I'm drawing this line, and I dare you to cross this line. See, I'm getting ready to bring this to a close now, but some of you need to go back to those people that said that you wouldn't make it, that said you wasn't going to be nothing, that said that in just a little while you were going to be through. Go back and tell them, if you're looking for that junkie, guess what? I shook it off. If you're looking for that poor man, guess what? I shook it off. You need to go and tell them, I thank you. Snakes, I thank you for everything you've been to me. I would have never known how good God was if he had never bitten me. See, if it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't be ministering here today. Snakes, I thank you. Because if it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't have been able to see God work his miracle in my life. You know what? You bit me, but I got over the swelling. I had to cry sometime, but Lord knows I got over. I had to walk the floor sometime, but guess what? I got over. I had to go through some bad relationships, but you know what? I made it over. He, you know what? He beat me for breakfast. Somebody said he beat me for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But you know what? I made it over. My outfit was my old job uniform. But guess what? Lord, I made it over. And right now, I can hear somebody saying, I've been through the storm and the rain. But you know what? I made it. I've had some heartaches and pain, but I made it. Through it all. 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 God brought me through. See, the devil is trying to attack you because you've gotten anointed. See, but I tell you right now, you wasted time smoking blunts. You wasted time going to Bo Keisha's house. You wasted time at the crack house. You wasted time at the gossip house. But I tell you, the time is now. You better shake it off. And guess what? It won't swell. Somebody said you wasn't going to make it. But I tell you what, I'm still here. I'm still here. I've been kept by the grace of God. And I tell you, I thank God that he's not through with me yet. I've been beaten. I've been beaten. But you know what? I learned to shake it off. Tell somebody, you better shake it off. You better shake it off. You better shake it off. Because, see, when you shake it off, you won't have to worry about your swelling. You better shake it off. You better shake off being broke. You better shake off the demon of oppression. You better shake off the demon of bowed down head. You better shake off the demon of bloat. But you better put on prosperity. Put on some love. Put on some joy. Put on some long suffering. And then you can say, you know what? You know what? You know what? I was able to shake it off. Guess what? Guess what? Devil, you bit me. Devil, you've had me down. But you know what? I'm back now. 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 Somebody said, how you come back from? I've come back from being down. I'm not down, but I'm up. I'm not out, but I'm in. I thank God that I was able to make it. I thank God I was able to make it. They tell me there was a story of some frogs that were thrown out into the butter, I told you, and the cream began to melt. And two of the frogs said, I guess I'll just stop swimming, and I'll just die right here. But one little frog just kept on paddling. He just kept on paddling. He kept on paddling. And before long, the cream was turned to butter, and he hopped out of his situation. Somebody ought to hop out your situation right now. Shake it off. 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 Yeah. 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 Hey, 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 hey. Anybody been through the storm? Anybody been through the rain? Anybody had some heartaches? Anybody had some pain?
But let me tell you what to do with your pain. You got to shake it off and tell the devil, look what, it didn't swell. Now, everybody in here, if you got something you want to get rid of, I want to start some shaking motion in here. I want you to begin to start shaking it and say, devil, 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 devil. You know what? You know what? You know what? Don't stop there. Keep on shaking. Keep on shaking. Keep on shaking. Keep on shaking. Yeah. 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 What the? Hey, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Somebody still holding on to that mask. That snake still holding on to you. That attitude still holding on to you. I want you to keep on shaking. He ain't let you go yet. It ain't let you go yet. It ain't let you go yet. Yeah. Yeah. I can feel him. I can feel him. I can feel him. I can feel him. Guess what? He told me the snake bit me. Guess what? But by my stripes, by his stripes, by his stripes, by his stripes, I'm healed. Are you healed? Are you healed? Are you healed? Are you healed? Yeah. Are you healed? Are you healed? Are you healed? Yeah. 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 Oh yeah. Hey, 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 hey. God's all right. Yeah. Yeah. You gotta shake it off. You gotta shake it off. And look at your situation. Even though it beat you, you're still here. It didn't swell. It didn't take you out. The invitation is given. Would there be one to come? Are you ready to shake it off? The invitation is given. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you can come right now. Some of you still got the snake hanging in you, but God will allow you to shake it off.